Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Whether we're talking about not allowing our animals to face risks of any kind, or overgushing, or any of the other qualities we've discussed, balance is always the key. Relative to guilt, here's a basic reality. Whether we're talking about kids or animals, they don't love us every single minute of every day. We may want to believe that, we might believe that we earned it, but they don't. Because of that, trying to constantly treat them in a way that will make them unconditionally love us forever, every single minute of the day, is futile. Aside from that, many times the guilt we experience when we interact with our animals has more to do with making us feel better than it has to do with considering any benefits this may have for them. As Elmore puts it, kids, and I would add animals, will get over being disappointed if we can't give them what they want. They will not hate us forever. But what they may not get over are the negative effects of our guilt-driven overindulgence. The effects not only on their relationship with us, but also on their relationship with others with whom they interact. A guilt-driven behavior that plagues both parents of kids and also those with animals occurs in a multiple child or animal household. That is the desire to treat everybody equally. It's a nice thought, but how realistic is it? More importantly, what does it teach? What do we communicate to a dog who legitimately earns our praise or other reward if we give that same reward to an animal that just happened to be standing there at the same time? What are we saying? We may be telling ourselves that we don't want that animal to feel left out, but what does it mean in terms of the animal? Have we succeeded in making the animal feel like he or she belongs, or have we succeeded in confusing that animal? And maybe in the process, cheapening the value of our praise or reward to both animals, both the animal who earned it and the one who didn't. At the same time, we deprive them of the opportunity to learn that success is the result of making the right choices. But if guilt leads us to treat everybody the same way, what have we taught them? We've taught them that success is something that they pick up by osmosis. But this kind of success is like saying that being a groupie will make you a rock star. Someone who doesn't have the right stuff to succeed on their own. Is that the message we want to communicate to our animals? That lack of faith in them, or that we're so busy we can't afford to provide them with their own opportunities to succeed? If we look at it that way, doing something out of guilt doesn't seem like something that we do to benefit our pets. Rather, it's like something we do to benefit ourselves. Another example of this is giving animals food because we feel guilty about being late or working too many hours. We binge out on the weekends and we binge out with our dogs. They share our pizza, they share all of our special foods because we feel guilty that we were gone all week. Or we feel guilty because there's a new puppy in the household. Or maybe there's a new human in our lives. But it doesn't help, because it's all about us, isn't it? It's not really about the animal. We can tell ourselves it's about the animal. But if the animal is acting normally, eating, drinking normally, playing normally, and is succeeding with this new addition to the household or with this change in our work schedule, why should we impose a burden on that animal in the form of extra calories that the animal might not need, the wrong kind of nutrients that might actually cause the animal digestive distress or even pain? Why would we succumb to the guilt and do that? So we need to be careful when we do things out of guilt. We need to be mindful of it. We need to be asking ourselves, am I doing this because I really care about my pet, or am I doing it for some other reason? I hate to say it, but we might be able to trace it back to some of those deficiencies in our own parenting background. We never learned some of those parental strategies when we were younger that would enable us to handle guilt so that we don't use it when it benefits us and not them at all.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.